Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. Thank you for joining me this Mother's Day Sunday. I hope all the mothers out there are having a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And today we have a really great show lined up for you. We have two really special guests. My first guest is from Bali. We have a caller from Bali. She's actually setting up right now, and she's a lifestyle expert, everything from cuisine to jewelry and beyond. So she'll be chiming in here in a little bit. We also have Victor. He is a financial advisor, and he does life insurance, and he's going to chime in with us a little bit later, about 4:30, and give us some advice on what we should be doing right now with the pandemic and money and things going on, and how we should be handling ourselves when it comes to money. So he'll be chiming in a little bit, but I want to just say, you know, hello, how are you guys? How's everybody holding up? I know it's been a trying, I guess it's been about 60 days. I don't know. My counter's off. I think I started quarantining myself a little bit later. So how is everybody doing out there? I mean, startups, you know, they're not easy. And then with the pandemic that just comes through, you know, knocking you down, I'm sure that that's not easy either. Want to be a source of encouragement and just, you know, really challenge you guys to dig down deep and don't give up. I've been, you know, going to get my mail every other day, get out of the house. And I'm seeing, you know, some local community shops that I think won't open back up. You know, they're small businesses, they're small mom and pops, and they're probably as new as a year, you know, some of them 9 months maybe. And I can tell that it's really hit a lot of mom and pops really hard. And that's disappointing. But, you know, you can resurface, you can start over, you can, you know, start up in a different way. The e-commerce, you know, facet is something that you can do. Having an online presence is something that I encourage all businesses to have. Even if you have a strong brick and mortar, I really encourage you to work on your online presence. And speaking of which, if you're not following me already, you should. I'm on all platforms. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. This is Facebook. And what else? LinkedIn. I think just everything. I think, you know, Snapchat and I broke up last year. I don't think I'm on Snapchat. But shout out to Snapchat. It's just, it's too much. I can't keep up. I'm on TikTok as well, but just on one business, and that's for Capricorius Media. So let's go over, what are we going to go over today? We're going over lifestyle and we're going over money. This first guest, she has a brand, it's called Archery Jewelry. And usually I'm wearing it. I don't know where it went, but I have to grab that. She's got some beautiful jewelry. Her name is Lotta, and she is from Sweden originally. She's decided to move to Indonesia, to Bali, and start her brand, Archery Jewelry. Crafted beautiful jewelry, and she also cooks. So she's got that Swedish vibe in her food, as well as the Bali, the heritage there. So I believe they call it Balinesian, but she'll have to correct me when she comes on. Anyhow, she's going to be showing us exactly what she's up to. And she's a great example of someone that's kind of made a horizontal move in their business. She was actually slated to come out this year and do some celebrity influencer events and showcase her jewelry. But, you know, this happened with COVID-19. So she'll be out here next year. And we're excited to have her. I think I'm getting a message from Ronan. Is she back on, Ronan? Oh, my. Okay. I don't know how to fix that. Let's see. Okay. So, Lotta, are you? Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Early bright in the morning over here.
I know. What time is it in Bali right now?
It's 7-ish, yes.
7 a.m. Look at that sign. So go ahead and just introduce yourself. I gave everybody a little warm-up on who you are, but why don't you tell us exactly who you are?
So, as you said, I'm originally from Sweden, Lotta Lassesson. I can hear the name as well. I moved to Bali 15 years ago now to pursue a dream of being an entrepreneur, different lifestyle, and just see my kids grow up in a kind of a more relaxed, different environment. So I started my business here in Bali as in hospitality, hotel, and then a restaurant. So hence the table of food that we're going to do today. But as you know, I'm a creative person. So I said, why not do something else? Something more, sorry. So I started the archery jewelry brand 2018. And you've been on my journey quite from the start, I would say, with the collaborations we have done in LA. And the jewelry is actually based on my heritage, the Vikings. So the strong, fierce, brave, the myths, the legends, and hence the kind of display. I'm totally embracing it.
I love this. No, and you're right. We met right after you launched. I met your good friend, Matt, the Mexican. That's what he calls himself on Facebook. And I met him in Vegas, actually. And he and I just connected. And then I met you through them. And so archery jewelry. Now, tell us, Americans, the spelling of jewelry is a little different. For some of us, we use only one L here in America.
Yeah, I guess because living in Sweden close to United Kingdom, the British, so that when we learn English in school, we follow the British curriculum. So that's how they spell it. So I just thought, hey, go for that. And it's a bit different, a little bit harder, but it's different.
It's unique. So I love the background. You just changed to a warrior princess behind you. She's a badass. Look at her. I don't want to run into her in a dark alley.
That was me. It's me 25 years ago, though. That's my alter ego.
I knew it was you. No, it's great. I mean, I love that you're infusing Viking power with entrepreneurship. And can you tell us what you're doing now with the pandemic being in full bloom? Unfortunately, you've kind of shifted from just doing, you know, jewelry and the lifestyle stuff, but you're also doing cuisine. So I guess you have something here for us today.
Yeah, so I kind of switched back to the old trade. It's never going to leave me. Food is always, I'm a foodie. So I just thought, hey, COVID, what do I do? I'm not going to be able to do events and stuff. So I thought, okay, go back to what I know and like, and that's cooking and interact with people. So I do a lot of cooking online via the Cafe Smorgas restaurant online. And I also do take online requests from clients to cook with
me. Oh, that's good.
And learn some classic Swedish dishes that's been in tradition, and there's a lot of myth and legends around it. So today we're actually going to do a little bit of a Mother's Day. It's too early, so I couldn't be in the professional kitchen, so it's my little home base here. But very classic dish is this toast skagen, and it was a famous chef in Sweden. He invented it around the 50s. Skagen means... It's a region in Denmark, but however, it becomes so popular. So I think it's going to be famous around the world or by famous restaurants anyway in Sweden. So we use that a lot of in summertime, springtime, when the weather is good and we can be outdoors. So we do a lot of the shrimp, the salmon, and the crab sticks. So this toast vomit today, it's basically just shrimp, some crab sticks, egg, onion, some mayo, some sour cream, some mustard. Ooh. Yeah, and to complete that little Mother's Day, if you want to do that for your mother or a woman that you are inspired by, a little cardamom cupcake. I mean, we love spices in Sweden, not spicy per se, but we love the spices, cardamom, cloves, cinnamon, and everything. So we do that. Because a very big tradition in fika in Sweden. You know, fika? Have you heard fika before, Molly? Fika is something sweet to it. It's famous. I think someone in New York has a place called fika or something. I don't know.
How are you spelling that? Just so
F-I-K-A.
Oh, fika. Okay. No, I've never. Okay, I learned something. That's what I'm here for.
it's statuated in, if you are employed somewhere, you always have a 15-minute break of fika every day, and you want to have something sweet with it.
Ooh, okay. I've got to, yeah. Now, so you said spices, some spices and herbs that you guys are known for. Could you tell us exactly what those were again for the Swedish cooking?
We love spices in food, at hearty food, because, you know, 9 months of the year is kind of cold up there. We need to keep, you know, the energy and the blood flowing despite the coldness. So we use cardamom, cinnamon, clove, you know, gingerbread cookies is a big thing in Sweden during the year. We have a hot drink during the wintertime called glögg. It's kind of a warm glühwein with those spices in that we drink and have a ginger to it.
Nice.
But another staple thing in food is dill. That's very Swedish. We use it a lot. We like dill.
Yes.
I don't know. You have dill there
I recall that because, you know, us Americans, you know, all I've got Swedish wise in my to draw from is from IKEA. So when I'm waiting to get my furniture at IKEA, I go upstairs and have something, and I remember the fish and the lemon and the dill and the cream, like the buttercream sauce. That's one of the things. And we know that you guys are known for your meatballs, right? Your Swedish meatballs. So
IKEA made them famous. I don't know if it's the best ones, but yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty commercial here, that's for sure. So, all right, good. So how did you infuse the Bali vibe with the food? That's what I would like to, what about the Balinese? Yeah.
So for today, I tried to keep a little bit more Scandinavian, just so people know what it is I do. I think maybe this, the frangipani.
Well, you're actually in Bali. So tell us, how was it as an entrepreneur when you first got there from Sweden? I mean, that must have been a complete culture shock. And then why did you choose Bali as a startup business?
It's funny. We didn't choose Bali. I think Bali chose us. It actually came up as an opportunity. My husband at the time, he saw an advertisement online that says small hotel in Bali for sale. He called me up. I was on my Qigong leadership course, and he said, like, I'm from the hotel in Bali. I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's go.
Yes.
So it was like the kind of, if we don't do this, we're going to regret it for our life. So we went down there, checked it out, said, like, Kokomo, let's give it a go. Give it 2 years. If it doesn't work out, we can always move back home. So we kind of had that kind of, it's okay to try. Yes. And mind you, I had two infants here, so we moved here with one 2 year old and one 2 months old. So it's been a journey, good, bad, ugly, and all the beautiful things around it. I wouldn't want to change anything about it, actually, so far.
I love that story, and I think it really reminds me of many times where I've had to just say yes, even when I was scared as hell, you know, whether it be going to a new place, you know, moving or just taking a job or just taking a risk. And, you know, being an entrepreneur and starting up means you have to say yes, even when it's scary. And I mean, if you could do it with, you know, two infants and a husband in tow, I think we all can do it. And what did you learn that first year being there? What did Bali teach you about entrepreneurship, do you think?
Oh, Bali teaches so much. If you're open for it, really, really. That's true. That's so true. The first year was more like kind of getting the vibe of how it works in this society, because it's so totally different from what Sweden is in the setup, the systems and everything. Here, it works, but in a totally different way. So you just need to kind of sit back and observe and take that in. And it's a lot tribulations along the way. It's not easy to become an entrepreneur. So Bali tests you. Do you really want to be here? Are you prepared to kind of surrender your old thinking and imply the new?
Yeah. And I think, you know, now with the pandemic, I was kind of telling the audience, you know, that you've made a horizontal move and you're doing more cooking and more online. You're taking orders and things online. But walk us through the brand. Walk us through the first brand, and then tell us about Cafe Smorgas, and then, you know, walk us through the inspiration of your brand and tell us a little bit about the jewelry and what inspires you to create certain styles.
Okay. Yeah. So we came down here 2005 and we already bought that lease for the hotel. So that's how we came about to start our journey here in Bali. We had that and it went perfectly kind of, oh, this wasn't so hard. After 6 months, we were like, okay, now what? So we went around on the little scooter, me and my husband, and we went around and said, hey, what should we do? And I said, like, I'm Swedish. I need coffee and a good sandwich in the morning. That's two staple things that I need in the morning. And there was nothing. So we said, like, hey, why not open a coffee shop? And I said, okay. And that's how we came about. And, of course, Cafe Smorgas. Smorgas means sandwich, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Swedes loves bread and sandwich, yes. So that's how we started. And then it grew into something bigger. We're part of the community. We cater for lunches, dance companies, and we grow into a restaurant and a bar and a lounge. So it kind of naturally, organically grow into what it is today.
Yeah. And that's actually really smart. And jewelry, which makes you a lifestyle brand, you know?
Kind of the same thing. I think you get more a patriot or embracing your roots when you're not in there, in the country or in it so much. So moving here, looking back, I've been here now 15 years. It's so much good with where I come from, even though I have chosen to live somewhere else. And I am a kind of a Viking warrior woman myself. So I said, hey, maybe I can do something around that. So the brand itself can be so much expandable, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to do pop-up events and everything. I have so many ideas. But for to start is I create to empower and pay it forward. Kind of. So create, empower, and pay it forward is my core values. And funny enough, Viking women were quite had a big status and were not to be talked down to in the society, even though they had a traditional role. So I want to highlight that we are women of my mature age. You know, it's never too late to start home, and we are powerful, and we are allowed to show that too in a beautiful way.
Love it. I love it. And we need that right now. We need all the strength we can effing get. I mean, you know, we're all trying to reinvent and kind of navigate through this thing. When do you feel... most of your inspiration, you know, like certain times of the day I get ideas, but when you get that, how do you keep it all organized as an entrepreneur?
It comes to me in the most unexpected way. Actually, my screen on my phone cracked a couple of weeks ago, and I had to leave it in for repairs. I had a couple of hours of no phone. Ooh. But that was actually a good thing. During that time, I actually came up with my new brand, my new business, and that's going to be in homeware.
Nice.
So yeah, it comes in times when you're kind of still, you know, mornings you sit there and don't attach to your phone or looking up emails or something. So it comes in unexpected ways.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. And sitting still, I think, with this global pause is something that we're all kind of doing at the moment. What, I think we've got some stuff coming up next year, because we were going to have you here this year out in California for the first time, but, you know, the universe had a different plan, so we're going to have you next year in 2021. And we're hoping to have you, you know, be at one of the influencer events with your jewelry and some of your cuisine. So why don't you walk us through the pieces that you're wearing today and then tell us about them.
So I'm wearing my torque. We call it torque, choker torque. This is in silver. It's handmade and hammered silver with a little bit of a silver tassel to it. I don't know if you can see it. I call this Freya.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Freya is actually one of the famous goddesses in the Norse mythology, and she was the goddess of fertility, love, and all that kind of that. She was that. So I want that piece to be that.
Yes.
And the other one, the staple brand of what my in my logo as well, is the rune symbol for compass, Vegvisir. This was supposed to lead your way. So this is another collection where I do kind of chunky cups, 110 grams. This is pure silver. So that means I embracing what it means. It has symbols and meanings behind it all. And I like to have meaning and purpose with what I do.
Finding your way, the compass in finding your way and finding your tribe. That's one of the things I've heard you say to me over and over again. And I think it's really important to find your tribe in life and business. So tell us, you know, my favorite piece is the ring. My ring is over there. I don't know why I didn't put it on, but you have it on.
I have mine.
Could you show us?
I have mine in rose gold.
Yes, I love that ring.
That one has even gone to Atlanta, I know, yeah?
Yes. So Lotus rings are really sturdy. I've been wearing that ring for like since I met you, for probably 2 years straight. I've been wearing less jewelry because, you know, the pandemic, I have to wash my hands more. I've been using gloves. So her stuff is super durable. It comes with the beautiful cleansing cloth. And tell us what you make your jewelry out of and what the price range is if people want to go online.
So I'm keeping it to the concept of the Vikings, traditional, natural, rustic, all that. So I use the traditional kind of copper, brass, silver, and rose gold in a kind of simple but aesthetic, beautiful way. I don't want to complicate it. And I think that's a little bit of the Swedish spirit too. We are kind of practical, simple, but elegant, I hope. I just want to show you what I'm up to now. As I said, my third core value is paid forward. So I actually created a combination. You asked what I do, the combination Bali with my jewelry. So this little bracelet is hand woven, three colors that has a significant meaning in Balinese with my compass and my logo. And this bracelet is called my hero bracelet, and it's for everyday heroes. So the point is, you buy it and give it to someone that you think is your everyday hero, knowing that 50% of the profit actually goes back to a charity organization here in Indonesia. So this is my latest thing. Hold it up
a little closer so we can see it. All right. This is, there you go. Yeah, that's beautiful. And I will actually post some photos of her archery logo because I have your keychain. She's got these fabulous keychains that are hand woven with leather. And she actually gave them out to the gifting suite, the Oscars Week gifting suite this year, and the Emmys, Primetime Emmys gifting suite last year. So we have a few housewives running around California with your logo on their keychain. So you're making your way and your mark here in California. And I think that bracelet that you have, the Heroes bracelet, is great timing for, you know, the first responders right now. And, you know, the doctors and nurses and police and all those people that are helping. So if you have a nurse in your life out there, you guys, that, you know, or a doctor or someone that's even, you know, working at the store, it's kind of dangerous now. So anyone that you're wanting to honor, she's, you know, got these bracelets, and 50% of the proceeds will go to a shelter.
So yeah, I gave it away myself to three of my heroes, two that locally works here and one in Jakarta, just to kickstart my own walk the talk, so to speak. So
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Lota, tell us how we can reach you. If people want to look at your collection and kind of tap into your lifestyle brand, what are all your social media and website handles?
So it's the weird spelling, Archery Jewelry. www.archerijewelry.com. That's my website, and all the new items, the Mother's Day gifts, promotional, everything is there. And I have my Instagram, that's just Archery Jewelry, and I'm also having it on Facebook, same name, Archery Jewelry. And my second little sidekick brand is Nordic Delights, and that's all about food, homeware, cooking.
Yes.
Props, stuff like that.
That's really
and it's
cool.
Called Nordic Delights is Nordic Delee lights. So it's two
Delights.
Nice.
All right. Well, we're excited to connect with you and keep the conversation going about your brand. And I think that we're going to get a nice taste of your Nordic Delights this coming year in 2021. You know, we have to wait a little longer, but I'm sure it's going to be really tasty. So I'm excited to have you. And, you know, you guys check in with Lota. She's doing a lot of great things for the community, and she's always saying yes to the right projects. So if you want a good-hearted person that works around the clock like I do, this woman is always up when I'm up, and we're on two different world time zones. You know, give her a shout. Oh, what do you have there? You have some sayings? You want to leave us with something?
Yeah, I want to leave you with a little bit of Viking spirit, if I may. Modern words that we use today that are actually traced back from the Vikings and some Viking-inspired badass quotes. So I'm just going to pick one or two. Is that okay?
Go for it. Thank you.
So Viking, you know, Vikings actually means explorer, yeah? From the old word, go on an expedition. So that's why it comes from, you know what? Go on expedition, explore, migrate. It's Viking, go all the way.
I like that.
And speaking of cake, you know, we're doing cake today. That's a Swedish word, kaka. So if it wasn't for us, the Vikings, you wouldn't have a birthday cake. I'm just saying. And the last word I want to leave you with before the quote is husband. That's actually a Viking word from the Norse. It's called husbonde in Swedish. And it means that the husband was the householder. Not resonating with the modern woman today, but that was it was. So now you know your husband is supposed to be the householder. Just saying.
And okay, no, yes. Yeah.
Thursday, torsdag, fourth day. That's Thursday in Swedish.
Wow. Look at that.
I'm going to leave you with a quote before, because our time is up. Yeah, we didn't have time to cook. Maybe I can cook and I send you a picture. I cook.
That would be beautiful.
What we're supposed to do. And I can send it to you.
Yeah. That would be, we'd love that. We're going to repost that. Absolutely.
So I'm going to leave you with a quote then. So this is from Folkungsaga. And it says, fight your foes in the field, nor be burned in your house. So that means never fear a challenge. Let yourself accept the challenge and indulge yourself in the glory of the exploration of that. You know, otherwise you're just going to feel your life is fearing and one day we find out that time is gone.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, we need all that beautiful Nordic energy and lots of good things to you. And we really appreciate you you checking in with us here in LA. And we can't wait to have you. So you guys, make sure you look Archery Jewelry up, Cafe Smorgas, and what is it, Nordic Delights? That's right, with Lota Lassason. Yes. And Lota, keep us posted on this meal. I want to see the
I'm going to finish the toast organ for you and the cardamom cake my way. And I post it and I'll send it to you. And then you can attach it to the, if people want to see what it looks like when it's done.
I'm excited. I'm already hungry. I know it's early over there. Thank you for getting up so early and chatting with us on Mother's Day. And I hope you have the best Mother's Day today. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye, darling.
Thank you. Bye, love. Oh, you guys, we actually featured Lota in a write-up recently on communalnews.com. I'll post the link for you to check that out. I'm doing a five-part series this summer, Brands and People That You Should Follow. And it's a five-part series. She's in the first part. And while we wait for Victor to chime in, I want to do some shout outs to some of our sponsors and our supporters. And the first one is Michael Solberg Family Wines. There's my wine glass that's got water in it. You know, I'm slowing down on the wine. As you can see, my shirt's not fitting that good anymore. But I want to give a shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. She's also in the write-up this week for the brands that you should watch. And you know, Leah Solberg, it's second generation. Her father, Michael Solberg, started the brand, and she now, so she's, you know, Cabernet with a little bit of Merlot, Merlot with a little Cabernet. So it's really great. And she's one of our strongest supporters, and we appreciate her. You can find her wines at MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. They are doing direct to consumer. So you can go on there and order your case, your quarantine case, and get your wine. And who else do we have? Let's see. We have Control Alt Gin. This is great. Jennifer McCray, she's a certified nurse, and she is now doing life coaching. So if you're looking to restart your world and kind of just change directions during the quarantine, she's someone that you would want to call, and she'll give you really good advice. She's really good at like listening to what you're currently doing and piecing it together with what you're looking to do. And if you're just confused and you really don't know what the hell you're doing, she's a good listener, good conversationalist, and she's traveled a little bit. So you can find her on Instagram, Control-Alt-Gin, kind of like Control-Alt-Delete on your computer. All right. Let's see. Who else? Oh, let me give you Jennifer's phone number. 605-376-1656, and that is her direct number. You can text her and say that you heard about her from Monique on the Startup. Also want to give a shout out to Toca Love Radio in Missouri. Lady Ray J, what's going on? I hope that you're doing well. And they have a cool little network over there. We have yet to go and visit during, you know, this pandemic, but we will go. Thank you for the love and support in Missouri. And I think we're waiting for Victor to come on. Hopefully he's in queue. In the meantime, what are you guys working on? What projects are you working on? We have some things in the works. I want to just tell you guys this. I'm doing, as you know, I'm also a producer. I've been doing that for 20 years, 20 plus years. We're doing something. Oh, here's Victor. Victor, how you doing?
I was there he is. Time. I was just waiting on you.
Okay, you're ear hustling. All right, everybody. Victor Nwaba is in the house. How are you, Victor? You look great. Handsome.
Thank you. You look great yourself. I'm doing great, though, just here kind of quarantining. You know.
You so like my Bo Derek braids? I got my Bo Derek braids in.
I love it. That's
I had to do it myself. I mean, you know, it's hard out here.
Oh, yeah. So, excuse my hair because, you know, hard out here right now.
Well, let's get to it because we only have a few minutes. But everybody, Victor was on our show in studio before we all got on lockdown. Victor C. Nwaba is from Modern Woodmen. I love your card. And tell everybody who you are in case they didn't see your last interview.
Yeah, well, for those that haven't, you know, my name is Victor. You know, as Monique said, I'm a financial advisor at Modern Woodmen. You know, I've been doing this for some time now. And, you know, Monique is actually one of my clients. So we met at one of her events, really fun event. You know, I just shout out to Monique on that. You know, check her out with her events. You know, they're real fun. You know,
we get litty. We get a little litty. It's fun. We're not all work. We like to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so my office is in Newport Beach. You know, that's where our firm is. But, you know, I kind of specialize in helping clients, you know, all through California. You know, but other than that, you know, I'm here to kind of, you know, share my insight on what's kind of going with the market and, you know, what's, you know, my money advice, you know, I would say.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, you and I have talked offline because, yes, Victor is, I'm one of his clients and he really schooled me. And I felt like, you know, I kind of felt like I should have known this before. For some reason, I didn't know it until later in life. I mean, I'm 42. Victor was also featured in one of my articles. He's in the first part of the five-part series. And I'm kind of just using all the talent around me to help educate people on the Startup and everywhere what these people are offering. Because I'm surrounded by really intelligent people of all facets of different things. And we formed kind of a pandemic posse, right? So you're one of those people. Share with everyone, if you will, what you taught me about life insurance. I didn't realize it was an asset. I didn't realize if you're looking to buy a purchase property, you know, that's an asset. And can you just tell us why it's so important, if not right now, you know, more than ever?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You kind of hit it right on the head. You know, there's many, you know, uses of life insurance, you know, for the most part, you know, and we kind of see it today. You know, I kind of always kind of touch base on this. You see it today, you know, things can happen. You know, this pandemic, you know, this is something that we never seen before, you know, and it's kind of crazy it can be, You know, so I always recommend, you know, you never know. You never know. That's why you get life insurance. I mean, we always protect, you know, those that are replaceable. Those things are replaceable, like our phone. You know, we don't have to protect, you know, we don't have to get insurance on our phone. We can pay for that. You know, yeah. Car insurance, that's mandatory. But, you know, hey, if you get hit, that's what it is. You know, by the end of the day, you know, the most important thing is our life and, you know, our lives. And that's kind of just, you know, what I say, always kind of protect that, protect yourself, you know, and protect those around you. You know, so yeah, like you did kind of touch base on that, it is an asset. And, you know, and that's what most people are kind of, you know, slept on, the fact that, you know, that is an asset, you know, in that sense there. So, you know, that's something that I always kind of touch base on anytime I speak with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can you go into depth about why it's an asset and, like, you know, just tell us what kind of life insurance people need at different stages in their life, just like a generic, you know, because every case is different. But, like, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, like, tell us what we need and why we need it.
Yeah, I mean, you actually just kind of said it. I mean, it's definitely different for everybody. You know, that's for the most part. You can't necessarily say, hey, you know, you're 20 years old, so you need this insurance. You know, people are in different situations. Some people have kids and some people can't afford, you know, that much coverage right now. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, there are different policies that kind of just adjust with that, with your needs. There's permanent and then there's that temporary, you know, and then there's also that variable, which is, you know, an investment type, you know. So there's several different ones, you know. By the end of the day, it is an asset. And, you know, sometimes people kind of use that. Just for example, you need a bank loan. Sometimes, you know, people's credit might be bad in that sense there. Life insurance can actually kind of help with that, you know, by putting, you know, by giving collateral. You know, so the asset that you have, life insurance could be used as collateral at points. You know, a lot of businesses use this as well. Business owners use this as well, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's really good to know. Now, go ahead and tell us, you know, and you can share my case, what kind of life insurance I have, and give an example of why, you know, because I'm single, no kids, and remember, I told you, I was like, why do I need life insurance? And then you went into telling people, you know, well, you told me, you know, that people need it because when they pass away, that the bill collectors, if you have bills, could go after your family. Can you go into depth about what that is? Because that's some new information for people.
Yeah, and that kind of just touches basically, you know, in the court of law, and that's just there, you know, within probate, things like that. So with that, you know, debt collectors, of course, they would have to get their money's worth, you know, in that sense there. I mean, you pay one more bill when you die, you know, so that's kind of the thing that people are just kind of passive about, you know, the most part, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, that you hit it right on the head, you know, that asset that you have does kind of pass on to those, you know, your loved ones to be able to pay off those debts. You know, government will need their money, you know, and they're going to get it somehow, some way, you know.
Right. You've had clients where after a loved one has passed away that a bill collector has gone after the family?
I personally haven't had that, you know, haven't happened to me yet, you know.
Thank God.
You know, yeah. But that's the thing. Whenever I'm working with the client, you know, I always kind of say, hey, the foundation is planning for the future. You know, whether or not you have kids and you're kind of saying, hey, I mean, I don't necessarily need life insurance right now. At the end of the day, it's a great asset to have. You don't have to spend too much money on it. You know, it's a way to diversify your portfolio, you know, fixed income for the future, tax-free, you know, so why not get that? You know, let's start with that foundation before we jump into the whole sexiness of investing. You know, everybody wants to, you know, kind of get into those stocks and that, you know, but just start with that foundation first before anything.
Yeah, it's like laying down the floorwork and the walls before you put the roof on the house, right? So let's talk about the sexiness, though, because people are buying up these stocks because things have kind of gone down. And it was scary for a moment. I mean, I haven't heard a lot of news about it. How's the stock market doing? And then if someone wants to jump in, what do you recommend?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's kind of not more so what I recommend in terms of stocks. You know, in terms of individual stocks, I wouldn't kind of just recommend, especially for a beginning investor, I wouldn't just recommend saying, hey, buy this stock. You know, at the end of the day, I can't tell you where the stock's going to be next week or whatever the case is. You know, For the average investor, I would say most of us are really conservative right now. You know, there's kind of two different types of investors, those that have discretionary income and really those that don't. But at the end of the day, it comes to your risk tolerance. You know, even if you have so much discretionary income, some people are still like, I don't know, you know, I don't really want to risk my money, you know, and that's kind of where that, you know, risk tolerance comes from. You know, so for the conservative investor, I wouldn't just say invest in individual stocks, try mutual funds, you know, something like that. You know, and even then, that still takes risk tolerance in terms of, you know, what stocks that mutual fund company is going to really invest in.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So let's say that a client got their $1,200 from the stimulus and they have their bills paid up for the next 6 months and they have some income coming in after that. But let's say they have that $1,200 and they want to invest that stimulus check. What would you recommend? Because I hear there's like the four horsemen, like it's Microsoft and Facebook and Google and one other that I'm forgetting, Amazon, right? Yeah. The four horsemen that you can't really go wrong. What if you had to give advice, what would you say if they have that $1,200 seed amount?
Yeah, so that's perfect. I mean, you touch base on it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you really feel comfortable by putting your whole $1,200 in there, no problem at all, you know, but, you know, there is something called dollar cost averaging, kind of having it being systematic. You know, you invest systematically, you know, become systematic to become automatic. That's what I always say, you know, don't necessarily just dive in and just put your whole 1200, but say, start off with 100 a month and, you know, kind of just gradually increase as time goes, you know, but you did kind of touch base on the four horsemen, you know, and with that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily just say, hey, just put all 1200 into just that one stock. I mean, like I said, I mean, there are funds that kind of touch base on that, you know, and that includes all those four horsemen in just one fund. So instead of, you know, kind of putting that all your interest in one company, as I mentioned, you know, you have that individual interest in each company by investing in that.
Okay. Okay, good. So what else do you offer besides stock advice and life insurance advice for clients?
Well, other than that, you know, it's just basically just retirement planning, just planning for the future, whether it's fixed income or, you know, insurance or disability and long-term care insurance, you know, but not only that, you know, I do like to see myself as, you know, one, a helpful estate advice, you know, someone that's helpful with that, you know, kind of like, you know, we touch base on something like getting a will or trust, you know, really fundamental nowadays, you know, so.
Nice. So I have a question for you. It's off our topic, but I think you can handle it. If a company is a startup, you know, because we all call it startup. If a startup gains their Dun & Bradstreet number for their LLC or for their S Corp or C Corp or whatever they have, whatever business formation they have, when they go to purchase property, can they use, I mean, I know the answer is yes, but like when you go to buy property to, you can use that Dun & Bradstreet number and buy that property under the company's name, right?
You're saying buy a company, you wanted to buy a company under, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
So like, you know, when you formed a LLC or S Corp or C Corp and you gain your Dun & Bradstreet number, you know, that number that they give you that you can get credit, like it gives you business credit. When you go to buy property, can you buy that property under the business name? And is that's considered a business asset, right?
I believe so. You know, I'm not too more so in, you know, into the business quality of everything, the business aspect. I'm not really too positive, but, you know, I believe so. You know, I think you can just get that, you know, that business entity.
Well, I'm asking because you do estates and you do planning stuff like that. What would be an example of an estate that you deal with?
So me personally, I'm not an estate planner, you know, but I know the importance of an estate plan. So that's you know, that goes in with an attorney. So we work closely with attorneys to help you establish that basic estate plan. And part of what we're kind of doing so is by, you know, maybe implementing a life insurance plan to your estate to pay for those taxes and, you know, pay for all those other things that kind of just goes along with your state. That's kind of where
How does that work if you get insurance on the estate to pay the taxes?
So you can add life insurance to your state plan. That's how it works. So basically, you know, if you kind of develop that trust, then you can say, hey, I want this life insurance to cover XXX. That's how it works. So, and that goes on with your attorney.
Great. Mm-hmm. So, wow. There's so many little avenues that you can acquire. I love this. We're going to keep talking with you. You know, there's so many things. I know you've got a lot more in there, but you don't want to give it all away. I don't blame you. You guys have to call Victor directly. Call Victor directly, hire him, and he will come up with a plan. For people who are looking to hire you to help them, what's the price range? Like, they're thinking, I can't afford this. Give us just a generic price range, because I couldn't believe the prices. They're pretty darn affordable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the whole mantra of just kind of just an advisor. People kind of see this as like, you know, I come in my suit or whatever. And, you know, people are in stress and they're just like, oh man, I don't know if I could, you know, and it's just a respecting that I kind of just like, you know, I always treat everybody with the same respect and, you know, kind of just a whole formal thing. But, you know, the prices can just vary. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we kind of try to do a budget analysis and kind of see, where's your discretionary income? Where's your cash flow coming from? Where's your immediate funds? They kind of differentiate the short-term and long-term goals that you have. So, you know, it can range from life insurance to $5 a month or even, you know, $10. And sometimes investments could go from, you know, a minimum investment for sure, but, you know, definitely, you know, monthly $50, you know, could go as low as that. So, you know, you can kind of even maybe look at lower options. So nonetheless, I mean, you know, we have that kind of like minimum price, you know, I would say.
Love it. Well, we're so glad that you're part of the pandemic posse. We're going to need you to check in with us in a couple of weeks and give us some more beautiful golden nuggets of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And stay safe, please. And go ahead and give everybody your contact. Like, I know that you're like a legend on LinkedIn, but where can we find you?
Okay. Well, definitely. I mean, I would say the best way is actually by going on our company website. If you go on modernwomen.org and search Find a Rep, you can find me right there at Victor Nawaba. And, you know, from there, you can kind of just, you know, type in, hey, I want a free consultation. Of course, it's free. And just put, you know, your name and number, and then I will be contacting you shortly, or email, you know, at that. But my email, my personal email is victornawaba@gmail.com. That's victornawaba@gmail.com. And then LinkedIn, like Monique said, you know, you can find me there too, my first and last name.
Yeah, you're kind of the man on LinkedIn. I think I posted one thing and I'm like, God dang, you're like, hell, you're on fire over there, damn it.
I wouldn't say that, but I'm trying to grow that network a little bit, you know.
Get it. You do it, Victor. You're awesome. Thank you again for taking time. Please tell your mom happy Mother's Day and for taking time off. I know that you are probably celebrating. Victor is one of how many? Eight? How many?
Five. No, one of six, actually. I'm the fourth born.
Oh, you forgot one. All right, Victor. You guys, check out Victor. And Modern Woman has been around, right? We know that. They've been around since the first pandemic is what we wanted to tell people. So
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we've been around since 1883. So, you know, we was first fostered to help out those orphans and widows. And, you know, now we're kind of just, you know, of course, modernizing. We're helping families, individuals, you know, business owners, you know, with their needs. But, you know, we've been around.
Great. Mm-hmm. A trusted brand that will be around for many more. Thank you, Victor. I have to go. I have to plug. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Monique.
You're welcome, dear. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, you guys. Check out Victor. Yeah, Victor. All right, guys. I think that's it. I wanted to just give you, we got Victor today. We have Lota from Bali, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Control Alt Gin. Oh, I wanted to also tell you guys about Regan First Medical. And you guys know I love them over there in Costa Mesa. They are a health, a surgical health and sexual health spa. And Regan First Medical in Newport Beach offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation with Dr. Sherlina Bogard. She is the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction and treats both men and women. She uses the most advanced and safe, reliable, regenerative medicine solutions available. So you can call and schedule a tele-installation, and that's 949-339-0, excuse me, 949-339-3043. You can visit regen.com. That's R-E-G-E-N. So you can still get information online. Thank you so much. Follow me on Instagram, Monique Larae Stinson. Be safe, you guys. This too shall pass. And what will you start up today? We'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larae, only on LA Talk Radio.